Rewound Radio DJ Hall of Fame.
Special Rewound Radio guest DJ John Wolfert is next.
This is John Wolfert with you. I know, I'll explain it in a while for those of you who may not know, but it's my pleasure to be here on Rewound Radio for your Saturday afternoon, sitting in for my friend Alan Sniffen, and we're going to have a great time. We're going to talk about jingles a little bit, music, recording, and all kinds of other fun stuff, too. So take us along on your portable listening device of choice, because we've also got great Rewound music. Now we can start the show for real.
And now,
Rewound Radio proudly presents What's His Name?
That's me, good old What's His Name. What is his name anyway?
John Wolfert.
And when in doubt, play the Beatles.
I got every...
I was having a conversation with Pat St. John. Now, you know, Pat was a great jock at CKLW back in the days, and then he was on in New York City for like three decades. He was on PLJ and CBS FM. You can hear him now on Sirius XM satellite radio on the 60s on 6 channel, and we do some jingles for Sirius as well. So I was talking to Pat St. John shortly after my previous Rewound show. He had actually listened to it. Conversation, he said, you know, that really was New York quality. Okay, now that, what do you want? I mean, I'm just playing. I'm having a good time here, and I'm trying to dust off those old disc jockey skills, and then to have a pro like that say something that nice was really meaningful. I don't believe him, but I really enjoyed it. So anyway, I will hope to not let you down today. And getting back to some rewound music, which is what we should be doing instead of listening to me talk. And with all those people listening and critiquing, you might be wondering whether I'm nervous. Well, more today than yesterday.
I don't remember what day it was.
Yeah, play that thing. More cowbell, come on. We need more cowbell, definitely. That's the illusion. Did you see her eyes?
It's historic.
I don't think there ever was a stereo mix of that song. Probably just as well would have drowned out the cowbell.
The best music, Rewound Radio.
And now on Rewound Radio, we have Yvonne Elliman. And if I can't have you, I guess I'll have to buy another vowel, Pat.
Hi, everybody. Johnny Donovan back with you one more time. And since this is WABC Rewound, we do things in a big way around here. And here comes our giant jingle montage. One of the biggest jingle fans around is Jonathan Wolfert, who owns Jam Creative Productions and PAMS Productions in Dallas. The two companies responsible for creating almost all the WABC jingles for the past 38 years. For the third year in a row, John has put together a Rewound Ultimate Jingle Montage for us, featuring the signature sounds of WABC through the years. At the end, we'll give you a few websites where you can find out more. But right now, turn up the volume and see how many of these you recall as we let the jingles roll.
Rewound, 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 the rewound sound of 77 WABC. Oh, we're a jolly good station. Oh, we're a jolly good station. Channel 77.
The Mitch Miller Singers.
We're WABC.
From the early 60s. Big jazzy West Coast jingles in the early 60s.
You're with 77 WABC.
This is PAMS.
Where the music speaks for itself.
And that's Sonovox.
Hello there.
77.
And tempo, take 137.
1, 2, 1, 2.
This is the one.
77 WABC.
Heard at the top of every hour for a decade.
77 radio.
And if you remember the TV show 77 Sunset Strip, this was a takeoff on their theme song. And now, Chubby Checker.
WABC!
Chubby, finish your song. Talk about that a little bit here. We're going to get off on a tangent, and I'm going to show you how the Carpenter sound is actually made. However, since we don't have time to create an entire song, I thought maybe we could at least create a jingle. That way we tie jingles in, recording methods in, music. It's all here on Rewound Radio for the next few minutes. Now, the Carpenter sound relies heavily on what's called multi-track recording. And all that means is you can record something, whether it's an instrument or a voice, and then you can go back and add more to that. And it'll be in sync so that everything seems to play back at the same time. So even if you're only one instrument or one singer, if you record many different layers that are all synchronous in time, one way or another, then you can add and sing along with yourself, sing harmony with yourself, and add additional musical parts. The pioneer of doing that was Les Paul and Mary Ford. This example from 1951 has Les Paul, legendary guitarist, playing all the guitar parts. And his wife, Mary Ford, is singing all these vocals. That was quite a sensation, and nobody quite understood how he was doing it by synchronizing a lot of individual tape machines. And a couple of decades later, the Carpenters really enhanced that studio technique quite a bit. So I'm going to show you how it's done. So pretend you're in the studio with me now, and to start off this project, we have a drummer and a bass player laying down a fairly simple rhythm track.
One, two, one, two, three.
Okay, well, that's not terribly exciting by itself, but it is the foundation on which everything else will be built. So what else should we add to this? Well, if it's going to be a Carpenter's kind of thing, we should put a Wurlitzer electric piano on it. Okay, well, now we're getting into the ballpark. What else could we do to make this kind of pretty? Well, we could put on a string part. Okay, full disclosure. If Rewound Radio had a much bigger budget, we would actually hire the string section from the symphony to come in and play this, but for this demonstration, we did it with a keyboard. It's cheesy, but it gets the point across. Okay, so now we say we have a track that we can work with, but we need to build up that Carpenter's background sound. How do they do that? Well, that's the really interesting part, because there's only two singers. There's a girl and a guy. Well, they can only sing one note at a time, which means between the two of them, they can only record two notes at a time. So, on the very first pass, they record the first two notes. And then they double that. Now, that doesn't add more notes, but it does make it sound thicker. So there's now two layers of them singing those first two notes. Sounds kind of weird, doesn't it? But next, they listen to that in headphones, sing along with themselves, and add the next two notes. not making this up as they go along. This is all thought out ahead of time and written down. But they're not done yet. There's a third set of parts to come. Okay, so all of that probably sounds pretty strange by itself. But the magic happens when you take all of those tracks that were recorded and play them back at the same time. That was the first set of parts. Now we've added the second set of parts. Now we've added the third set of parts. And now we'll sneak our music track back in. Well, now we have a really nice track. That's all well and good, but what do you do with it? It needs a message. Well, that's where my dear friend Cheryl comes in.
Rewound Radio. That's where the good songs go. Rewound Radio. That's where the good songs go. Rewound Radio. That's where the good songs go.
And there you go. You're made to order Rewound Radio jingle made in front of your eyes. Next in line, please. Okay, well, that's probably enough of jingle school and recording 101 for one show anyway. I hope you enjoyed that. Let's get back to some great Rewound music.
Well, I tried to make